paragraph Dalit. Nimtza, shalide, hashchita, alide ze, choitchin, bechinas, hamalchus, chochmat atom, and arba malchish, and bechinas behemis. So we explain that through shchita, we cut away the malchus, the chochmat atom, from the four malchias of sitra achra, which are behema. Umalin oiso el oyer haponim, and we elevate the malchus of kedusha to the oyer haponim hameir b'sholosh regalim, which shines especially on the three holidays. Ve'oz nishlam chochmat hator, and that's when this malchus, this chochmat hator, is completed. Ve'oz mutorin le'echol hachai, and that's when we're allowed to eat from that behema after we did this chituch, after we cut away the dalid. And we allowed it to be elevated. Ki yef shalechol shum davar kim alidei bechinas chochmat atonal shehi hisgalus malchus eisbara. Because a Jew is not allowed to eat anything without doing what they had to do for the chochmat ator, for the malchus. Shezeo bechinas kol habrochos shetzrichen levorech kodem achila. This is also the concept of the fact that a Jew is not allowed to eat before making a bracha. Why? Kedei legalois malchuso yisborach mikoidem shech nadovar. When we make a bracha, blessed are you Hashem who created this thing, we're crowning Hashem. We're saying, I'm not the boss. I didn't create this thing. This isn't mine. It's Hashem's. And I'm acknowledging Hashem's authority before I put that apple in my mouth, before I drink that coffee, before I take anything. I'm showing recognition of Hashem's authority. Right? That's Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That's one of the main parts of the bracha. If a person leaves out that those words, Melech, it's no bracha. So again, we're being Mamlech Hashem. Every time we make a bracha, we're declaring the kingdom of Hashem. And without that, without the elevation of the kingdom of Hashem, you can't eat. Ki beloize yef shalechol shum dover. Without that, we're not allowed to eat anything. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that habeitzim mutorim beloy shchita, that you're allowed to eat eggs without having shechted the bird or the chicken. Why? Ki beitzo uchlo de efresu. K'moy shom razal, shenechteches v'nefredes tekef menachai. An egg is like part of, it's like food of the chick. Like the Gemara says in Be'ah, it separates immediately from the living eye, from the animal, from the bird. Ki habeitzo hi bechinas shiura diasvon doiraisa. Because as we learned in the beginning of this halacha, the egg was malchus. The egg corresponded to the format, the shape of the letters of the Torah. Ki hi ikar bechinas chochmot hator hanal. The egg is this chochmat hator, shu b'chinas esroig sheshiura b'kebeitza. We said that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the size of an esroig is the size of an egg. V'alkein, an esroig we know is malchus. V'alkein, ein tzricha oid shum tikkun lahachshira b'achila. That's why the egg doesn't require any tikkun on our part to make it ready to be eaten, to make us allowed to eat it. Kihi biatzmo bechinas tzimtzumim v'shiurim. The egg is the malchus. The egg is, we measure all kinds of laws in the Torah by the size of an egg. If it's the size of an egg, it's okay. No, you know. So we see that the egg is this tzimtzum, this shiur. Bechinas chochmat hator, ubechinas malchus anal. Shaydei ze ikar tikun ubiru shel kol hamacholim shel Yisrael kanal kiyadua. And we said it's through the tikun hamalchus, that's how we perfect all the different foods that we eat and everything. So if the egg is ready-made malchus, you don't have to do anything on it. You don't have to do any preparation, any cutting away of anything in order to make it ready. Continue, paragraph hey. Gam roishayechod chad v'roishayechod kad. And also the fact that the Torah tells us that one of the ways to identify a kosher egg is one side is pointed, one side is rounded. Merames al mashekosav shom besoif hamaymar. This is also connected to what Rabbeinu Zal writes there at the end of chapter 30 in Likut Imran that this halacha is based on, Al Maimar Sove Deve Atuna, regarding the interaction, the debate that took place between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens. That the Gemara says there, Aisuhu le trei bei, they brought him two eggs, and they asked him to be able to tell which egg came from which source. Shehem bechinas tfilois, heim bechinas hatfilois, loshen tzleiso ubousa. Rabbeinu Zal interprets it over there that the Aramaic word for egg, beye, also means to pray. Lebai means to pray to Hashem. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, Shemavoyar, Shalidei Ho'azus, Vahatoira, Yoidin Es Hatfila, Ezetfila Mevalveles Oisoi. Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that when the Jewish people pray, our prayers go to the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are the ones who have to massage our prayers and do put in salt and pepper and spice. They have to do all kinds of different things to make our prayers be able to get to where they have to get to, and to put them together with the prayers of other Jews to prepare a package for Hashem, kavyochol, that's able to do to accomplish what it has to accomplish. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that sometimes we know the Gemara speaks about a bad tefillah. Sometimes you can have a tefillah that's a problem. And the question that was asked there was, how does a tzaddik identify where the bad tefillah is coming from? And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that through Torah, through Azus and Torah, that's what gives the tzaddik the ability to be able to know which tefillah is messing him up, which tefillah is the problem, and for him to be able to do what he needs to do about it. Rav Nosson Zal explains now, Ki ikar ha-Torah al yedei azus digdusha, because the main ability for a person to succeed in Torah is dependent on azus digdusha. The person has to be brazen. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, V'loy ha-baishan lomed. If you're shy, you're not going to be able to learn. You're not going to ask questions. You're going to be too shy to... So a person needs some chutzpah, some guts, to ask a question, and to ask again if they don't understand it, and to ask a third time, etc. V'ze b'chinas simen ha-beitzo shehu bei b'loshen targa b'chinas tzloisa b'usa. With this, we can understand that the signs of an egg, which we said in Aramaic, it's bei, which means tefillah, that one side is round and one side is pointed. The round, kad, the word kad, chof dalid, Ze bechinas haTorah, that represents the Torah. Bechinas chof dalet sforin daraisa. The Torah consists of 24 books. The 5 books of the Chumash and the 19 books of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim, right? Bechinas beitzim inun more mikra. And as we saw earlier from the Tikkuni Zohar, that eggs corresponded to the people who learn mikra. Mikra is Torah shebichsav, the written Torah. And one side is pointed, l'shoin chad v'az. Pointed means also brazen. When a person says something sharp to somebody else, they punch him in the stomach, they hit him in the face by having shot a missile at them, you know, having said something really, you know, chutzpedik, that kind of thing, az. Bechinas azas digdusha she'ief shele kabbalat Torah ki malidei azas digdusha. Rabbeinu Zal emphasizes there that it's impossible for a person to really succeed in Torah without azas digdusha. So therefore, we said the egg represented a tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that how does a tzaddik tell which tefillahs are good and which tefillahs messing him up, which tefillahs being mevalvel him. Rabbeinu Zal showed there that the tzaddik does it through two things, through Torah and through Azus. Rabbeinu Zal shows it over there. By hearing the Torah, by the tzaddik learning with the interaction in Torah and examining the Azus of the person, that's how he's able to tell whether that person's tefillah is a righteous tefillah or not. Rabbeinu Zal and Likut Imran over there explains it at the end of chapter 30. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, take a look at this. The egg, which represents tefillah, has two signs of kashrus. One is the round, which is the word kad in Hebrew, which represents Torah, the 24 books of the Torah. The other side is sharp. Sharp is azus, chutzpah. That person talks like every word they say is like a knife. That means they're talking with azus, brazen. Vayidei elu hasimonim shem kad v'chad, and through these two signs, which are kad and chad, shem b'chinas ha-Torah v'ho-azus, which are the Torah and the azus, ayidei ze makirin es habei. That's how you can recognize the egg. That's how you can tell if the egg is a kosher egg or not a kosher egg, meaning b'chinas tzloisa uba'usa. That's how you can recognize the tefillah, the prayer of that person. Imhi dezugsa de chivrasa. If the egg came, the Gemara says over there, they showed him two eggs and they showed him two chickens, a white one and a black one. And they said to him, which egg comes from which? So he said to them, bring me two goats, a black one and a white one. And he asked them something, this milk, which one does it come from, the black one or the white one? I don't remember what it did. And they said, how can we tell? So he said, how can you expect me to tell which one the egg comes from? And Rabbeinu Zalman, explaining the story over there, shows, again, a goat is an az in Hebrew. Az is miloshen azus. And Rabbeinu Zalman showed also that oiz refers to Torah, Hashem oiz lamoyitein, that the tzaddik, through Torah and azus, those are the ways that he's able to recognize a tefillah, whether a tefillah is the right kind of tefillah or not the right kind of tefillah. Hainu im hatfila him in a kedusha im lav. If the tefillah is coming from a place of kedusha or not. We'll just finish this final paragraph. Shayach le'el oy salif. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to add an appendix that's related to what he was explaining in paragraph aleph of this halacha. There we had said, paragraph of, kad v'chad zebechinas igulim v'yosher. We had explained there that kad is round, chad is pointed, and that it referred to the tzimtzumim in the beginning of creation. The first tzimtzum involved round, circular, the igulim, when Hashem had to vacate that space in the middle, he had to make that cholol aponui, round, the emunos, hainu and chad represented that beam of light that Hashem beamed into them, you know, once that place was set up. Hainu emuna v'seichel kanal. We said that kad and chad represented, that igulim and yosher represented emuna. Emuna is called round always, we said, ve'emunas chasvi v'seichel, and seichel is represented yosher. V'alkein shnei roshe kaden, or shnei roshe chaden hu bevadai simen tuma. And we said that that's why if both sides are round or both sides are pointed, you could be sure that that egg comes from a non-kosher bird. Ki shnei roshe kaden ze bechinas emunois kuzvios shehu ksilos legamri bli shum sechel. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. When both sides of the eggs are round, it means too much faith. A person believes in stupidity. It's superstitions, the false beliefs, the emunos kuzvios of the goyim. By them, some of them, you know, when they're religious, they're crazy religious. They believe all kinds of nonsense without any seichel at all, without any intelligence. Ushnei rosheo chadin, and if both sides are pointed, ze bechinas seichel levad, bali emuna. That represents a person who's only into intellectual. If I understand it, it exists. If I don't understand it, can't be, chas v'shalom, without any faith. Ushnei b'chinois elu heim simen tuma. That's why these two signs show impurity. Ki ikar shleimus hakedusha hu al yidei emuna v'seichel. This is something that I mention all the time when people ask, could you explain Breslov, what is it all about? And this sentence here is a sentence that follows you through every page of Likutei Moran, through every page of Likutei Halachos, through all of Breslov, and through all of Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is two words, emuna and seichel. Dehainu emuna de kedusha, emunas Yisrael. We're talking about the right kind of faith. a holy faith, the faith of the Jewish people. Ve'emuna v'sechel ze bechinas kad v'chad. And emuna and sechel are represented by the round and the pointed. Va'filu be'emuna v'sechel tzrichin lahavchen bein tohar l'tomoy. And even when a person has emuna and they have sechel, that doesn't prove yet. We said even if the egg is round and pointed, you're not yet 100% sure it comes from a kosher animal. Because even in emuna and sechel, you have to be able to differentiate between kosher and unkosher. There's kosher emuna and there's unkosher emuna. And there's kosher sechel and unkosher sechel. Ki yesh emunois kuzvios, shemarin gamkein ezes svoro muteis shel shtus lemunosam. Because there are false beliefs that also give explanations and reasons foolish, you know, to their silly, to their wrong kind of faith. This is why we said that even if you look at the egg and you see one side is round, one side is pointed, you cannot rely on that until you meet a trustworthy person and he tells you that this egg came from such and such a bird, which we know is a kosher bird. Ki yefsher lismoich al havonas atzmoi klal, because a Jew is not allowed to rely on his own understanding. Ve'onu tzrichin lahashlich sichleinu legamri, and we have to be prepared to put our own intellect aside completely. Ve'lismoich rak al kabolaseinu mipi chachomim amitim dikdusha, and to rely on what we receive from the true Chachamim of Kedusha, from our rabbis, from our parents, from those who received from earlier and earlier generations, v'chasher kibalnu mi'avoseinu hakdoshim, as we received from our forefathers. So again, these are the yesoidos, these are the basics of Judaism, that Judaism is always one without the other, doesn't exist. Torah, those people who only speak about Torah, they only emphasize Torah, and they don't emphasize tefillah, they're buying into 50% of Judaism. Because Torah is sechel. Where's the emuna? Tefillah is emuna. The Pasuk says in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu had his hands outstretched in faith, and the Targum says his hands were outstretched in prayer. Faith and prayer are the same thing. And those people who put everything into prayer, but they don't learn Torah, also 50%. They're missing 50%. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Meisir oznei mishmoya Torah gam tfilosoi toyeva." If a person turns his ear away from listening to Torah, his tefillah is disgusting. That's a very powerful word. That's why it's always important to learn before you pray, to learn after you pray, to connect the praying to Torah. That's what makes it effective. Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha always used to say that in Chatzois, getting up for Chatzois, we know getting up for Chatzois to pray. If you look in the Zohar HaKadosh though, 9 out of 10 times that it speaks about them getting up for Chatzois, they got up to learn. They learned at Chatzois. And Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha always used to say that when we get up and we say the prayers of Chatzois, it's very, very important to clinch it, to seal it by learning something afterwards, to make sure always to learn, at least to learn a little bit together with your prayer, because that's what makes it complete. That's this emuna and sechel, and especially this issue of being connected to our forefathers, to the tzaddikim, to our parents, to those who are mekabel, the proper path in life, the proper understanding of religion. Baruch Hashem.